On today's episode of The Real O Show.
This is from Fox, so if you're Republican, you'll agree with this. Is Game of Thrones flat Earth?
But we're just going down this conspiracy rabbit hole.
There could have been dragons.
No, dragons are real.
CNN reported. We did a Fox article. Now we're hitting a CNN. Wow, look at us both fucking sides here.
Welcome to The Real O Show podcast. I'm Zachary.
And I'm Joshua. And we're brothers chasing the curiosities of our life.
And on this show, we'll deep dive the most influential people, music, and topics going on in the world.
And today, we're talking about gold and how similar Antarctica is to Game of Thrones. Tell me you won't. I want them diamonds on my neck to make me look like I'm cold. That ain't for you and all these hoes. That's just for me and my bros. I gotta fight for my bones. I gotta stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dough. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the gold.
So as we dive into this conspiracy show about gold, I thought this was a great way to start. So apparently there was a volcano in Antarctica that has been erupting or is erupting, about to erupt, whatever, that is putting out like $6,000 of gold dust a day.
Gold dust a day?
Yeah, and I don't know what gold dust is. Like, I'm not like some history person, but I think that's what. There's also a lot of like gold dust, I believe, in space, which has Elon Musk and the Winklevoss twins have talked about a lot, because they're like, this is why Bitcoin's actually more valuable than gold and more important than gold, because gold is so readily available in space. But like, how the fuck are you going to collect it in space? I don't know. Maybe there's a way. But I thought that was a great lighthearted conversation to talk about something relevant gold dust.
I thought you were going completely left field with that when you were saying that there was... It's Antarctica. It's happening.
I believe in Antarctica. Can we Google it?
Yeah, sure? I'll Google it here. One second.
Young Jamie, can you look this up? Young Jamie.
So this is from Fox. So if you're Republican, you'll agree with this. Yeah, Antarctica, which is home to hundreds of active volcanoes, has one of the continents that spews real gold dust with a monetary value.
Yeah,
Mount Erebus. One of the most intense of the southernmost active volcanoes on Earth is estimated to release roughly 80 grams of gold daily, worth about $6,000, according to IFL Science. So what I'm assuming is it's putting out some sort of dust that you can collect, melt down, and make into a bar.
Yes, I doubt they're sitting there collecting
it. I don't know how you could collect it. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, how could you collect the dust? Because if it only does $6,000 worth, like, I think of it, that's a couple of gold coins, right?
Yeah.
You couldn't, like, to capture that much. And then it's, I think to myself,
3 ounces of gold.
One, who's in Antarctica? Because I thought Antarctica was, like, not to go completely left field here, but, like, I thought Antarctica was, like, you can't even go there unless you have, like, military approval from, like, governments.
And, yeah, in most of the areas, for sure.
So, but this area must be that way, too. I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe you can capture it, because I actually read somewhere that Antarctica has the cleanest houses. Like, they're like, the houses there, they don't get dust and dirt for some weird reason.
Is it because it's just cold all the time, though?
No, it's because the closest thing to dirt is like 18,000 feet below them, because it's all ice.
Yeah, but because it's cold all the time. Yeah. That's what I said.
I don't know. I don't know if the I don't. Yeah, but pretty gnarly.
Maybe we should live in Antarctica.
Fuck no. I would never live in Antarctica. I would go to Antarctica. I want to know.
Scared of polar bears?
No, I don't think polar bears are the scariest things there. What? I think there's something way deeper in Antarctica. I don't know what, but there's just too much mystery around it. No one's gone there.
But what do you think deeper, like the military stuff there? Or like, you think people are getting like taken there?
No, I don't think people are getting taken there. I think it's the opposite. They don't want anyone going there because there's something special there, whatever it is.
You know, this
flat earthers think it's
the ice wall. This is another great, and maybe young Jamie will search this as well to verify me. But I believe that Antarctica Treaty is the only treaty that has ever existed in like present day that has never been broken.
Don't like all the countries, like all the major countries.
Yes. So every country has a piece of land there.
There's clearly something there. Of course.
And the fact that it's never been broken.
And they don't listen. Everyone has an issue with someone until there's a bigger issue. There's something clearly there that's out of this world, out of this thing. And maybe for the flat earthers, they think it's the ice wall. If you go past that, you get to like Atlantis. Walkers. You get to like all these other places.
The White Walkers?
I don't know about the White Walkers. But
that's the ice wall. Isn't that what it is in Game of Thrones?
In Game of Thrones, it's the ice wall.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. So maybe it is Game of Thrones. Is it flat earth in Game of Thrones?
Wow.
Is Game of Thrones flat Earth?
Wow.
Because the ice wall, and then you get over it, and then you're in a different world that's outside of the Seven Kingdoms. There's seven continents. Oh my God.
So where's the ice wall that you're not allowed to go past?
Is that in Antarctica?
Documented? Like this is like where that you can't go past this point.
They say Antarctica isn't depicted right on a map. They say it technically goes around all the continents. That's the idea of it, right? And then outside of that, I'm not like super familiar on it, but then it goes like past that, and they were like, that's why people talk about Atlantis, because they've been past the wall, and Atlantis isn't actually sunken, but it's actually still a thing.
You think Atlantis is real?
No, I don't know. I think it could have been at one point and just flash flooded, and over time there's, you know, that you're gonna have a lore that's like it builds over time. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's stories. I think that there's a lot of truth to everything, right? Like there probably was a fucking giant at one point. There probably, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
The giant, what giant?
I'm just saying, like in general, like you hear like fairy tales, like there's probably some truth to what they're saying, right?
There's truth to every fairy tale.
Like a dragon, right? Like there could have been dragons.
No, dragons are real.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so this is,
so is Game of Thrones real?
Yeah. Probably.
But Game of Thrones is flat earthers.
Maybe. But what is the theory about dragons that I heard? Because, this is what it was. Dragons have been talked about for hundreds of years, right? Like since the
hundreds of years,
since the start of time, right?
But that's more than 100 years,
okay,
dude. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, dragons have been talked about for since the start of time. Have been talked about these like mythical, evil, whatever creatures, and they say like dinosaurs is actually the word we used for dragons, because dinosaurs in the dictionary was created in like 1876.
I mean, I think that there is like these weird conspiracies that like they want you to convince you about dinosaurs, which I don't really understand the whole point of that.
I've never thought dinosaurs have existed ever in my life.
It's like an alligator is a dinosaur.
They've just been, but
they've been around
maybe
for
a dragon.
And maybe they are.
Maybe they're a dragon that just adapted to water.
Maybe. I have no idea, but a dinosaur to me, like to say there's not a dinosaur, like a fucking, there's birds that have been around for millions of years. What are you talking about? Like that's a fucking dinosaur to me.
But the theory about dragons is essentially we like drove them off or killed them, and that's why they don't exist.
That
or they're somewhere where we can't
about,
get.
If there was a fucking 100-foot-long thing that was breathing fire, I would be like, we need to kill this fucking thing. It wouldn't be like we should capture and be our pet.
I would avatar it.
Yeah, maybe, but that's, see, a lot of people are dying. Let's get to Costco. Let's pivot here.
Are we pivoting? I feel like this was all in line.
You think that was all in line?
To Costco and gold prices?
The gold dust, yes, was in line with the Costco
but
talk.
We're just going down this conspiracy rabbit
hole. I know. Well, the dragon thing was a little left field, I will say. But what I'm trying to say
is, how
did
the dragon thing come up? You brought up dragons because of Game of Thrones. Yeah, very on brand.
Very on
what
brand.
We're talking
That's
about.
What I'm saying. But we were talking about flat Earth, which is completely left field
and
from
White
gold.
Walkers.
And White Walkers. You wall. Brought up the White Walkers.
Because you said ice wall.
But that's what they say in flat Earth. But
right,
it doesn't
get
matter.
To the gold dust.
It doesn't matter. The gold dust, pivoting into gold dust, into Costco that's now selling gold bars online to people that are members. And to me, it's like, this is full blown. Like, let's wear our tinfoil hat here for a minute and like be like, this is a weird phenomenon to me. CNN reported, we did a Fox article, now we're hitting a CNN. Wow, look at us both fucking sides here. CNN reported that Costco's making $200 million a month on gold bars. And now they're adding silver coins, and where you can get, it's like five silver coins in a pack to me. And these are all like trusted mints, which makes it seem a little bit more legitimate, but there's just some part of me that's like, this is a major red flag. Is it because they want to be able to track people that own gold? And like, if I go, like we go to a gold shop and I pay cash, there's no tracking it.
Yeah.
But if I have to pay with my credit card online from Costco, who's going to be now the number one retailer of gold and silver, they know where everyone is. And then you get back into the 1934 Gold Reserve Act, and they just took everyone's gold back.
Yeah.
And even back then, it was like, I'm sure it was a bitch to fucking find out who had gold and who didn't have gold. But like now, in such a digital age, they know everything you've bought.
Of course.
And to me, it's a good pivot. Like, listen, it could be that you know, Costco just wants to be the all-encompassing thing and have this thing that people are like, holy fuck, gold, and it sparks a bunch of sales, because it does drive sales. Every time they do it, they sell out. But to me, there just seems like there's this underlining thing that could be, there might be something there.
I will say, speaking from experience, so I have historically bought from a gold dealer in person, but I have at one point bought online. And from the beginning, there's two things that I thought of. One, this is on record that I've bought, made a purchase, yes. So forever can be tracked.
Yes.
Two, you have to pay a ton of fucking taxes. That doesn't go towards the gold and silver, that if you go and pay cash, those get evaded. Not saying that's right or wrong, just saying, like, being completely transparent here. You pay in cash to a dealer, there's no taxes. You pay online, there's taxes. Yeah. So a revenue generator for the government. Maybe that's why Costco is able to sell it really below what you, if you went to a dealer. So yeah. Maybe that's where, like, the government's like, we're going to get more taxes if we just have Costco sell it and we can track it. But I fully believe, like, fully believe history repeats itself, at least rhymes. And the fact that they're now selling all this gold and silver at one of the biggest wholesale places ever, one of two reasons. One, you're getting people to buy gold and silver, which really isn't what the U.S. government would want anyways, because that's actually real money. And two, it's to fully track it. So when they go back to 1934 and make everybody return their gold, they're going to be like, you have it. Here's exactly where it's at. We can go dig it up from the ground because we have it on GPS where it's at. And that's what I fully believe.
That's in that. That was one thing I was thinking of. Like, in again, tinfoil hat. But are these things, like, actually trackable? Like, they talk about it all the time. Like, I mean, again, like, spy shows of the, like, oh, like, these micro things where it's like a lot of these, like, government places that, like, you, like, swipe a thing and it literally just puts these, like, in the air, these particles that stick on you forever. You can never get it off you, and you're just trackable. And it's like, if you don't have the proper...
What show is that from? That's wild.
Burn Notice.
You love that show.
It's a great show, bro. Throwback to fucking... What a classic show. But that's like spy shit, right?
It's based on a real life
thing. I think there's a lot of truth to that. And again, it's Hollywooded up. Like, they're fucking running around and they're always winning. They're always the good guy. You know what I mean? Like, you're not always going to have that.
This dude is 92-0 in every battle.
He's never lost. But it's like, again... He's supposed to be the best spy in the world, but it's okay, right? But I think there's a lot of truth to that. And I've learned a lot of things. Like, they are dropping some real shit. Like, they definitely had, again, we've talked about this in the past. Shout out Candace Owens, who talked about how the CIA, the DOD has a fucking budget for movies, right? So it's like, if the government of defense has a movie budget, a show like Burn Notice that talks about spies and, you know, they have like Russians and they have all these different people that are inside of it. You don't think the government had a part of making that show? 100%.
I fully believe in movies and TV shows are literally to tell you what's going on. But as humans, since it's in a TV show and a movie, we don't think it's real or can't happen. It's all, what is it? Predictive programming, I think, is the word for that.
Yeah.
They're literally telling you what's going to happen or what's happening. And then so when it happens, like, oh, I've seen that before. Yeah. You're like almost like immune to it. That's what I've always thought about, like, Bitcoin. 100% think everything's going digital. Everything. Cash is gone because they want to track everything. That what they're doing with Bitcoin is literally to, like, get you aware and, like, more comfortable with it being digital. And then it's going to come into, like, the Federal Reserve coin or whatever it is that they track everything. If you spend too much money at this place, they can shut your account down, whatever it is.
Wow, Costco. That just sparked an idea with me. What if this is the long play for Costco, right? They're becoming the most trusted source for gold and silver. And it gets to a point where they just go, hey, you are going to buy the gold from us, but we're actually not going to send you the gold. We're just going to send you a certificate that says you own this gold. And I think it could go to something like that, or a digital thing where it's like, digital asset.
That already happens.
I know, but I'm saying that on a bigger scale, because I don't trust anything. Like, any ETF, any gold ETF, I think is bullshit.
It's completely fake.
Exactly. So what a way to just print money if you're Costco. You start over years and years, you start selling actual physical gold. So then they trust you, become a reputable brand. And Costco's already they're the number one wine seller. They're going to be the number one gold and silver seller. They're going to be the number one bulk grocery fucking seller. They're going to be number one in everything.
Yeah.
There's a show, Idiocracy. This show was made in like 2002, I think. And it basically like talks about how humans just get dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber as the technology gets better.
Yeah.
Right. And the number one thing is Costco. And he's like, they show Costco in the show and it's literally like miles long. It has everything. Like you just don't, it's like the all encompassing app that X wants to be, but for
it's
anything.
Like, it's like Bucky's gas station.
And again, I think it could be, I think when it's all said and done, I think it's going to be Amazon and Costco. Amazon is going to be the digital. Costco is going to be the physical. And that's all there's going
to
be.
Probably. But I want to go back to your point with like the ETFs and everything. Yeah. This number may be off now, but at one point this was the number. I believe it's like 300 or 350 people own, like each have the right to 1 ounce of gold. So like if you own an ounce gold coin, 300 to 350 people own that coin that is in your hand with the ETFs and with like all the gold stocks. That's just how it's traded. That's why you should never like, if you buy gold stocks, just know it's actually not real. No, you should. Bottom line,
always
like it's not real.
You should always have physical gold.
If you don't own silver. The physical gold and silver, it is somebody else's and somebody else's safe that you feel like you have. That you don't have.
No, you definitely don't have. And then people will be like, well, you don't want to lug around physical gold and silver. It's like, motherfucker, how much gold and silver do you think you can afford anyway?
Yeah.
Like I have gold coins, a couple $1,000s, where you could hold $100,000 in gold in your hand like this. It's like, how much fucking gold and silver are you buying? Like you're not
you would
Jeff
really
Bezos.
Like carry around like silver coins, really.
Exactly. But you're not like, Jeff Bezos, my dude. You're not gonna have a truckload of gold. You know what I mean? Maybe, but probably not.
Honestly, this was probably one of my favorite shows you've ever done.
I mean, hey, if you made it this far, like and subscribe.
Bro, if you made it this far, this is awesome. Thank you.
And you're a loyal fan. Shout out to you, Tip.
Tipple watch.
Yeah,
love you, Tip.
Tip will see that, bro. All right. Cheers, guys. Tell me you won't. I want them diamonds on my neck to make me look like I'm cold. That ain't for you and all these hoes. That's just for me and my bros. I gotta fight for my bros. I gotta stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on a roll. About to get all this dope. We ain't no fuck niggas, no. I swear to God, we the ghost. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs that we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. We too on par for the misses. I put my heart and my feelings. All checks I don't even feel. We by the box, we dripping. We by the box, we fall. My emotions stay warm. And I ain't never gonna slip. One by my mama house. Won't see my brothers get ripped. I tell you I'm in. Watch me get my racks. And we bought so hard they think my niggas selling crack. We was pushing packs for 2600 a pound. We was down, probably had some product in your town. But now we back, same straight for all my niggas, for all my fam. And I made about 10 racks up off these features in the end. For my grandma, hope she know that this for you and you and him. For my brothers, for my family, for my mama, for my kids. I gotta fight for my brothers, I gotta stack out this gold. I tell you I'm on the road. About to get all this dope. Me and no fuck niggas know. I swear to God we the ghost. This ain't the story they told. Man, if you know, then you know. I never had to tell my dogs that we on roof for greatness. They paper getters, they want money more than they want fake shit. I swear we go so hard, we on A-list. I see my niggas prevailing. We going hard for the hand. We gonna stack till we jaded. I just told my niggas that we on a mission. Yeah. It's gonna be hard to get it. On par for the misses, I put my heart and my feelings on checks I don't even feel. We bought a box, we drippin'. We bought a box, we fall.